This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado will provide up to 3 free mental health counseling sessions each year for residents 18 and younger. CPR's John Daly reports.
Lawmakers approved $9 million to start the I Matter program in response to a youth mental health crisis. Kira Ennis, a junior at Julesburg High School, says the needs have only grown during the pandemic.
Living in a small town community, the death of a teen is one that hits home hard. I remember hearing of a teen suicide in every district surrounding us, Akron, Marino, Ray, etc., all because kids felt like there was no end and that they didn't have a way out.
The program starts now with a major ad push ramping up soon. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's Republican members of Congress want the federal government to reverse a decision to include gender-affirming care on the list of essential services that Colorado insurers must cover. The treatments apply to plans sold on the individual and small group markets. The lawmakers argue including gender-conforming confirming treatments could violate the Constitution by requiring private, religiously based insurers to cover such services. State elections officials say just over 14% of Colorado voters have cast ballots for the November election. Voters have until next Tuesday to submit their ballots either at a drop-off box or at an in-person voting center. Officials say mailing ballots at this late date runs the risk of them not being delivered in time to be counted. 55 degrees along the Front Range. This is CPR News.